Hey everybody, this is another episode of Sid Talks. Coming to you today, we're talking about travel. I've got one of my best friends here, Travis.
Hey everybody, good to be here. Yeah, travel is something that's kind of been big in my life. I've always liked to get around, see the new sights, and so I'm kind of excited to be here with Sid and talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, so like just kind of a rundown of what we're going to talk about today. We're talking about travel, like the experiences we've had in our own lives, how we've seen it like be a blessing and an opportunity to grow. But also we're talking about how to prepare for travel and make the best out of it. Travis, recently you just got back from the Dominican Republic, right?
I just barely got back like 2 days ago. Honestly, one of the best trips of my life. Amazing. Something that I try and do when I travel is I don't like to be a tourist. I like to be a traveler. It's something that's a little different, have a little different mindset. You really want to get engaged in the culture. You don't want to just like I hate the idea of like taking tours. Like I would never really want to like be like follow some tour guide around. I want to get into the culture, talk to the people about it, because really the people have a lot more knowledge than a tour guide would even. So if you just talk to them and get around, you're gonna learn a lot more.
Yeah, like I lived in a tourist town in Florida, St. Augustine. It's one of the oldest cities on the East Coast. It was like settled by Spaniards and it's got a lot of history, so a lot of people from all over the world will come and visit to see its architecture and what have you. But my experience living there taught me that like Travis, it's so different. Like being a resident of a place and being a tourist are two completely different things, because you really don't get the best experience. Like there were things that I was able to do that no tourist really even knew about, like certain parks or recreational activities. So super cool. What was like your favorite thing you did when you were in the Dominican Republic?
I would have to say like one of my like favorite things was just getting from place to place. So things that like what we tried to do is we didn't really have a set plan. We didn't want to plan out every single hour of the day. We wanted to just kind of like just enjoy everything. So like what we did is we rented these motorcycles or mopeds and just drove from city to city, from beach to beach. And while we were going there, we would talk to people on the street. We would say, "Hey, what's happening around here? Is what's there to do?" And people were just so kind, so helpful. And they were like, "Oh, let me tell you. So this is like the beach where everyone goes, but this one, it's all by itself. It's got white sand beaches. It's the most beautiful view." And so we went to places that most people weren't able to see, that really I felt like were a lot more beautiful. Because they were less packed. And so my favorite part really was just traveling itself. We would get on those motorcycles just to see the views. I can imagine people, some people, they just rent taxis, they rent a bus, and it would be kind of boring. You just kind of be sitting there like, and you wouldn't really get to see everything. But by driving on motorcycles, we were able to see all the views, talk to all the people, stop whenever we wanted. It was something that was really amazing.
Yeah, that'd be so cool to like drive around a town. Like kind of just be like, "Hey, like let's go over there and then go that way." That'd be so cool. I've never been to the Dominican Republic. But I imagine it was just like really tropical and super cool. Did you I remember you said you talked about riding horses.
Oh yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah, so that was another thing that we just kind of happened upon. Some of our the buddies that we were there were kind of like, "Oh, that'd be sick if we could like gallop horses along the beach, you know?"
It's pretty epic.
Yeah. So we would just talk to people on the street. We were just like, "Hey, like, where's some horses around here?" And they were like, "Oh, they're right over there. There's a guy. He owns a couple of horses. I'm sure he'd love to rent them to you." Like in the Dominican Republic, they are kind of hustlers. They're like they get out and they're like, "Hey, I got something that like you would want. I'll rent it to you, I'll sell it to you, whatever." So they kind of get out and they really want you to use their stuff, I guess you could say. So we just talked to some people and they said, "Yeah, this guy owns some horses." We talked to that guy and he's like, "Yeah, Totally. You can rent them, go out on the beach. You go out for like an hour, and we kind of just took turns. We discussed taking the horses up like a trail to a waterfall, but we decided, walking is just as fine. But riding along the beach would really be a cool experience, so that's why we've stuck with that.
That's sweet. Did you have to barter with them in Spanish or English?
In Spanish.
Oh, that's
Yeah,
cool.
yeah. So there's a few people in the more tourist areas that speak a little English,
Yeah.
but we definitely bartered in Spanish. It's a
Huh.
lot of fun because sometimes like they would say like a price that's like a ton of money. And you'd be like, no way. So you drop the price in half, and they'd be like, what? No way. I'm not doing that low. And then after a while, you just meet up in the middle and happy medium where both of you are satisfied, and it was good.
That's stellar. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Did you see the like majority of the Dominican Republic? Like how big is it? Is it like a big place to see?
It's actually pretty massive. Like,
Yeah.
I think of it as like, oh, it's a little island down there. It's below Florida. It's kind of like, so it is bigger than Fiji. I think it's a little bigger than Cuba as well. I don't know why people don't talk about it as much. Like, when I got
Yeah.
invited on this trip, I was kind of like, oh, the Dominican Republic, that's a place people go? Okay, like, cool. I want to experience it, so I'm down.
Yeah.
So, it is actually pretty big. Just the width of it itself, it took about 3 hours to travel
Oh, was that on moped or
in a bus.
on a bus?
The first night when we went to the place we were staying at, it was in a bus, and it took about 3 hours to get there.
Okay.
But then the island in length is probably about 4 times that width, I would say.
That's crazy.
So really, it's a pretty big place. Like, it'd take a while to get from one side to the other.
Shoot. So would you go back there if like somebody invited you?
Oh yeah. Oh
Yeah.
yeah. Like, split second, I totally make that decision. Like, right now, I do want to experience other things.
Yeah.
I think it would be sweet. My dream right now is to go to New Zealand. I don't know about like you, but I think you're a big nerd as well.
Yeah.
Like, Lord of the Rings was filmed there. I
Yeah.
would just be like, guys, this is where Lord of the Rings was
Yeah,
filmed.
you can
And
go into like the Hobbit town and like go into the houses and stuff. I think that'd be sweet. One of my all-time dreams is actually to go out into the east, like either in England, New Zealand, and just drive a sports car as fast as I can down a like a really vacant road. This would be so cool. So much like scenery and stuff. I think that's a big part of why people travel is to see new things, obviously. But they also want to like experience something. And I've only traveled outside of the US once. I went to Mexico and I really didn't get to experience much while I was there. We drove through the city. It was super dangerous. I've never experienced anything like it. Like our bus driver was driving on the left side of the road against traffic to get home faster. And I was just not used to that at all. So there's definitely like a cultural diff like a cultural experience you go through as well when you travel, and it's something really cool to prepare for.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, different places you'll realize they have different laws.
Yeah.
Like, they may have like the same, yeah, like, don't sort of drive on this other side of the road because you might crash, but it's okay sometimes. Like, so you kind of learn the rules of the street. Like, when we were driving on mopeds, there were a couple times it did get a little sketchy because they were just like intersections, no stop signs, no stoplights, you just go when you can.
Yeah.
And so there were like we the people that drove the mopeds, we always paired off in twos, and people that drove, they had a little more experience driving. I learned how to drive in Guatemala. Kind of crazy, like,
Yeah.
yeah,
I hear it's
so,
really crazy driving to
yeah,
Guatemala.
I like definitely there were some crazy things that happened, like near misses for sure, and but that was in a car, so I had to apply what I learned in a car and use it with the mopeds,
Yeah.
which is a little more sketchy because people don't see you as well. You're like, it's harder to turn like quickly.
Yeah.
Might fall over. So we were really cautious the entire time. But like, you just have to learn how other people will act around you. You have to use that horn like liberally, just like use it as much as you can. You're just like, I am here. Listen, I like so. It's some interesting stuff to learn for sure.
That's super cool. Yeah, my uncle, he's a traveling doctor. He'll go to foreign countries to help them develop medicine and help fight certain types of diseases and stuff. And in his experience, he's been able to like Bear Grylls it through the woods, chopping with a machete,
no way.
Like doing cool stuff like that. Mm. He got tear gassed at one point. There was a riot going on in the streets of, I don't think it was Guatemala. I think it was Peru that he was in. Mm. And, he's experienced so many things. And, I just remembered this. He posted a video of him riding on a bus, and you know how they have those, like trolleys that will carry like two layers of people.
Oh yeah.
Like people will just sit on top of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Not like in New England, but like there's like a normal bus and then people just sit on the roof of it. Right.
So it's like a school bus.
Yeah. Just a normal bus. But then
people sit on top.
Yeah. But people sit on top, and like monkeys would be like literally just climbing on people while they're driving down the street. And he loved it. He's also been to India and just so many other places. I really want to be able to get to that point in my life, because I'm about his age that he was when he started to travel a bunch, mm-hmm. and eventually went into that career of becoming a traveling doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be cool if I could somehow like set up my life so that my job helps me travel.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be sweet, because like you were like saying earlier today, like traveling is not cheap, and it's something that like you kind of have to
mm-hmm.
prepare for.
Yeah, it kind of has to be a lifestyle, because like a lot of, it's hard to get into it first. Like some people are like, hey, let's make this trip down to, let's say, South Africa. And you're like, only the flights alone are a ton of money. And so it's really hard to start traveling. But something I was thinking about is, if you really want to get into travel, you have to live like a traveler. Like if you were to pack a bag to travel the world, that's really what you should own at your house.
Yeah.
Really. So if you want to be able to get into travel, don't buy a ton of things around your house. Like you gotta be frugal for sure to save money. So everything that you need to travel the world, that's what you need at your house, and you don't need much else.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, I know you've talked about kind of wanting to live a life of renting out places for other people to live in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something really cool that I kind of want to get into as well, of like having somewhere I will live for short periods of time, but be able to move around and just kind of experience new sites and new places, whether that be in the US or outside of the US. Like, mm-hmm. I also feel that like, people don't have to leave the United States or wherever they reside to have a cool life experience. Like, what was it, like a month and a half ago, we went to Las Vegas, right? And we just, we did some really cool stuff, jumped off of the stratosphere for like 855 feet. We just free fell. Yeah. That was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Something I'll never forget. We drove sports cars at a racetrack. Like, we did all these cool things, ate tons of food.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've never been to Vegas and seen the lights. Like, I feel like even though maybe, like, situations might not provide the means to spend a ton of money, you can still prepare with the things that you do have to at least make some good experience somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you were talking about, like, the idea of, like, buying a property and renting it out to other people to create like a passive income. It's like, I was actually talking to a guy, he's the guy that actually owned the Airbnb that we were staying at in the Dominican Republic. I was talking to him, and he's actually from the United States. He's from Idaho. His name's Bert. Awesome guy. Like, super cool. Yeah.
Does he have a potato farm?
I don't know if he had a potato farm, but he had a ton of properties down in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Bart. And, it was just kind of amazing to see what he had done down there. He just kind of, and he was really like, when I was talking to him, he was like, It's easy to get into. Like, property down here is cheap. You buy something that he was doing, like the Airbnb we stayed at, it said it cost him a little under 50 grand to build it. Because
Really?
really, the walls weren't really walls.
Oh
They were like literally like sticks. They were like vines that went through these
no.
metal bars. So it had like the impression of a wall, but you could see through it pretty well.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it like warm enough at night and everything?
The Dominican Republic is always
It's
warm.
humid,
Yeah,
yeah, that's for
it's
sure.
yeah, so
So I guess
like
they don't need that, yeah.
yeah, they don't really need it too much. And so and then when he rented out to people that are from like the United States, he was making 5, 6 grand a month from it. So
Wow.
that pays off the entire thing in a year. After that,
Yeah,
you're just
after he's making profit.
profit, just passive income that he's making.
That's cool.
So really like that really did intrigue me to think, okay, I just need to rent a place, like it doesn't have to be in the Dominican Republic, but just like in the United States, rent it out, and then once it's paid off, buy a new property, rent
Yeah.
it out, and then pay it off. And that does come with a little risk, and like you do need a down payment, but as long as you're like a little frugal, save a little money,
Yeah.
you should be able to create like a cushion for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that principle of sacrifice. Like, like he sacrificed for a year, I'm imagining, to invest in that property. And the payoff wasn't immediate, but later, like, look at him now. He's literally just giving out properties and making tons of money. He probably has plenty of time on his hands to do fun stuff. That's super cool. Yeah, I think another part of like preparing, like other than financially for travel, is like being able to go with the flow of things, because traveling isn't always what you planned it to be. Like, I don't know, did you guys have any experiences where you, in the Dominican Republic, where things didn't go as planned, or
Practically every day. And it was awesome because we had a group, there was 11 of us in
Yeah.
this group. And I know the guys that planned it, they were like really kind of worried because they were they're the kind of go with the flow kind of guys. And they were kind of like, okay, if this doesn't work out, are people going to be upset? And really, it was an amazing group. Like nobody was upset about anything. We broke down. Like one time, my chain fell off my bike. Another bike, gas. We ran out of gas. Somebody crashed.
Oh no.
Like it was
Are they
just, yeah,
okay?
they're fine.
Oh wow.
They may have broken their toe,
Oh my
but
gosh.
and they definitely like she definitely gashed up her knees pretty bad.
Ouch. Dang.
But everyone was just like in a good mood. Like it was kind of amazing. Like you just have to have a go with the flow. Like, oh no, this broke down. But look at where we are.
Oh
Like, look, there's this like tropical mountain. Let's go hike that. Or
yeah.
like, oh, well, let's make a dance video right here, right now. And so that was the type of people I was with. And it really helped us just keep moving forward, go with the flow, always be happy. And really, I felt like that is like the kind of like islander feel.
Yeah.
Because while we were there, just everyone was just kind of like, yeah. Like, I felt like time was relative for a bit.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, yeah, time, whatever. Like, I'll get to that. Like, and it's just kind of like a really awesome feel, everything. And so, like you said, like, go with the flow. Like, if something bad happens, don't stress about it. Just let it lead you to something else that might be like even more exciting.
Yeah, I dig that. That's so sweet. Well, yeah, we've like talked about some really cool stuff today, like getting prepared to travel, cool experiences while you're there. Like my biggest takeaway that I want to apply in my life though is like that build-up period of like getting ready to go on an adventure or a travel, because I think a lot of times like people will just make a rash decision, spend a lot of money, and then not have a way to like get back up on their feet. And I want to be able to like have self-sustaining income so I can prepare to go and travel a bunch.
Oh yeah,
But
definitely. Like I'm not like I wouldn't encourage anybody to just make a split second like, hey, go spend $2,000 to $3,000
yeah.
on this thing. Like make sure that it's something you can afford. If you want to start small, really to travel, all you need is a tank of gas. Like you don't need
Yeah.
to go to the Dominican Republic. You don't need to go to Peru, South Africa. Get a tank of gas, drive a couple states over. The culture's different and it's really
Yeah,
exciting. But
seriously
yeah,
though,
like
like
you,
there's a
yeah.
big difference between Ohio, Utah, and California. Like they're
Oh,
completely different
completely
places.
different. So yeah, if you want to travel, all you need is a tank of gas, and that's a cheap way. Like I've driven across the country about 3 times now. just going back and forth. It's real exciting, and I encourage everyone to do it for sure.
Yeah, that's sweet. Well, yeah, well, thanks for coming and joining the podcast today, Travis.
Oh yeah, thanks for inviting me. It
Yeah,
was a
it's
ton
been
of fun.
good. Well, we'll be talking to you shortly in another Sid Talks. Have a good day. Bye.